From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, calling it an outrageous act and demanding Pyongyang abandon its missile and nuclear programs. Koro Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
He said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up the statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one that includes further sanctions. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Beijing is working with other council members on a necessary response. Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises, which it views as a prelude to invasion and to contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam. Leader Kim Jong-un also warned of more missiles over Japan, calling Tuesday's launch a curtain raiser. President Donald Trump said the message from the North was received loud and clear. He said such tests only further isolate the Pyongyang regime, and all options are on the table. Robert Manning is with the Washington-based think tank Atlantic Council.
So it's hard to respond to everyone appropriately or strongly, and I think the message that all options are on the table was, I think, the important point, and the president made that.
Manning described the missile launch as coming perilously close to an act of war. Kenya's Supreme Court has heard closing arguments by lawyers for opposition leader Raila Odinga over this month's election, challenging the Election Commission's conclusion that declared President Uhuru Kenyatta the winner. Odinga claims the vote was fraudulent, saying hackers infiltrated the commission's servers to manipulate the outcome. A decision is expected by the court Friday. This is VOA News. President Trump Tuesday visited Texas to survey the damage and widespread flooding caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. He was joined by the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Brent Long, in the hard-hit coastal city of Corpus Christi.
You know, right here where the brunt of the Category 4 hurricane winds came in just north of Corpus Christi, we're already starting to affect recovery. Recovery is a slow process, but rest assured that we're doing everything we can to unify our efforts down to support, you know, the local responders, the first responders that we have here.
Some communities received more than 130 centimeters of rain in the past 4 days, a new record. At least 17 people have died, including a family of six, in storm-related incidents. The economic cost has been put in the tens of billions of dollars. Harvey is expected to dump heavy rains Wednesday on neighboring Louisiana, where Governor John Bel Edwards is closely monitoring the storm's path.
The storm is going to play out over the next 48 to 72 hours, and it has tremendous potential to continue to drop heavy amounts of water and to prevent people from going about their normal daily business in a safe manner.
Louisiana bore the brunt of Hurricane Katrina 12 years ago that killed 1,800 people. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is visiting Gaza Wednesday, part of a 3-day trip to revive the Israel-Palestinian peace process. Tuesday in Ramallah, he said the two-state solution remains the only path to peace. The UN chief met Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah. He called Israeli settlements in the West Bank a major obstacle and illegal under international law. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed never to uproot Jewish settlers. The UN Security Council is to discuss the violence in Myanmar, also known as Burma, Wednesday, where a security force crackdown against a Rohingya Muslim insurgency continues. More than 100 have been killed since Friday. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Erad El-Hussein, Tuesday, denounced the violence in western Rakhine State.
Unfortunately, what we feared appears to be occurring. Decades of persistent and systematic human rights violations, including the very violent security responses to the attacks since October 2016.
The International Organization for Migration now said more than 18,000 Rohingya Muslims have crossed the border to neighboring Bangladesh. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has rejected a U.S. demand UN nuclear inspectors be allowed to visit military bases. He called it merely a dream. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. wants to make sure Tehran's not concealing activities banned under the 2015 nuclear deal. A U.S. grand jury has indicted 19 people, mostly Turkish security personnel, following a fight that broke out in Washington during Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's state visit to Washington in May. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.